You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
Somebody's got to have the balls to turn around and say, enough, I want happy staff, I want productive staff, and people have got to have better work-life balance.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance and research-based publications.
Hello everyone, this is Ross at Teacher Talk, at the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I'm with Claire Young, CEO of School Speakers. Hello Claire, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Hi everybody, my name's Claire Young. I started School Speakers 8 years ago. We are the number one agency working with schools, colleges and universities across the country, but we also work with schools across the world now, mainly working with students, but we also do teacher CPD and conference speakers.
Fantastic. Let me take you back 20 plus years to your time at school. What do you remember about school and particularly good teachers?
I absolutely loved school and I am definitely a product of my home environment. I had a great family, but my school environment, I went to a school called Wakefield Girls High School in West Yorkshire, Wakefield. Amazing teachers, and had a very formidable head teacher called Pat Langham. She went on to get a CBE for her contribution to girls' education. And she was what you'd call a bit of a ball breaker. She did a whole day in stilettos. And I think for the women listening to this, anyone who can do a 10-hour day wearing stilettos, I take my hat off to her. But she was a really good public speaker, and every morning we had assembly, great assemblies, very motivating. And probably the biggest thing we were taught at school was to believe in yourself, have the confidence to go out there and grab opportunities, and there were no barriers to success. We were never brought up that girls did one type of job and boys did others. It was, if you want to do something, be yourself, go out there, grab the opportunity and go for it.
Fantastic, inspiring. Remind me of her name?
Pat Langham, Patricia Langham.
Patricia Langham. Okay, well, I'll do a little bit of research. So you work with lots of schools, you go out and speak yourself. So on your travels, what's the one thing you'd like to see change in education?
Working with schools across the country, and we work primary schools, secondary schools, you do get to see an insight of the, what I would say, the good, the bad and the ugly. And the one thing which I'd like to see in the classroom, and really from the minute I walk into a school, is a raise in aspiration. So for lots of, in the north of England, for lots of schools, they haven't got great aspirations. The students don't really believe in themselves. They don't know about job opportunities. They don't really have access to role models. I see lots of young people who are really talented. And I think with that insight and somebody believing in them and having that push of aspiration, it literally would significantly change their lives and the future landscape for the rest of the country, because those young people would go on to have great jobs, create businesses and have a better future.
What would the one thing you'd like to see change in terms of workload? So we talked about meetings before we came on air. Is there any advice you would give?
One of the things we're seeing in school speakers is probably the most popular inquiry for student talks and staff talks is mental health and well-being. And the workload for teachers, it's just not realistic. I think I see lots of teachers sort of crumbling under the workload of marking and planning and meetings. You know, people have meetings for a meeting and actually forgetting why they went into the classroom and forgetting their passion, that they want to work with young people and change their lives. There's got to be a stop. There's got to be better work-life balance. At the end of it, people are not saving lives. They're not brain surgeons. They're not cracking cancer. It is a job. Educating young people, it should be done in 40 to 45 hours a week, not till 10 o'clock at night, not on a weekend. And I think head teachers and SLTs need to put boundaries and actually show people and guide people what's expected from their staff and help them manage the workloads.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, teachers need time to reflect. And I think school leaders, a former school leader myself, we have a responsibility to protect staff and also ignore external nonsense. You know, accountability, but it's a difficult thing to ask. But certainly we could do certain things such as cut meetings.
Absolutely, the amount of, I think for, as an entrepreneur, I run my own business, I rarely have a meeting because I'm just sat doing work. I only have a meeting when I really need to have a meeting. And you've got to have work-life balance. If you are burnt out in a role, you are absolutely no good to anybody. So if you're very young and you're working hard, you've got to find a yin to balance that. So whether it's having 10 minutes within a school day, 10 minutes in 8 hours is nothing to yourself. I speak to teachers who don't have time to go to the toilet, they don't have lunch, their hair's falling out with stress, their relationships are falling down, they can't sleep, so they've got anxiety. It's absolutely ridiculous, but it has to come from the top. It comes from expectations. The head teachers are under pressure from Ofsted, and somebody's got to have the balls to turn around and say, enough, I want happy staff, I want productive staff, and people have got to have better work-life balance.
Amen. If you look after your staff look after your school. Right, quick fire round. What's your New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolution is to do more networking, meet new people, and work on a project to do with female leadership in the north of England.
Okay, and a book you're reading?
I've just finished reading James Kerr's leadership book called Legacy. It's a brilliant book. I'm not massively into sport. It's about the New Zealand rugby team. But for anybody listening, it's an easy book. It's about leadership, authenticity, teamwork. It's really, really good. I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. What are you working on at the moment? Projects?
At the moment, projects, we're working, oh, there's so many projects. We're working on international summer schools across Europe, working on lots and lots of conferences, working on developing teacher CPD. And actually, the most important thing for me is the core of the business, making sure we've got brilliant speakers going out to motivate the students we're working with.
Okay, lovely. Who would you recommend I interview next and why?
I would interview a speaker called Richard Gerver, who is brilliant about leadership. He's very dynamic, he's really funny, and he's an interesting guy, so interview Richard.
Okay, I've met with Richard quite recently. I didn't podcast him, so I'm going to come back after Richard. Let me ask you for one more recommendation.
I would interview a gentleman called Dr. Nick Bayliss, who talks to staff and students about mental health and well-being. Really interesting guy. His sessions, people always rave about them. And I think his 5-minute podcast with Nick would be well worth a listen.
Okay, thank you. Last question. Where can people find out more about you on social media and your website?
People can follow School Speakers at School Speakers on Twitter. Our website is schoolspeakers.co.uk. And if you want to follow me, I'm Claire L. Young on Twitter. Tweet me and say hello.
Okay, thank you, Claire. You're listening to Teacher Toolkit, everybody. Find out more on our website and follow on social media using the hashtag TTKitPodcast. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents, and students worldwide.